What's up, family? Welcome to the Clifton Brantley Podcast. Man. Ooh-wee. I got a lot on my mind. Today is Monday, April the 14th. Tomorrow's my son's birthday. Wow, how interesting is that? Tomorrow is Clifton Jr.'s birthday. So, and tomorrow's tax day. Wait a minute, I didn't get on here to talk about that. Okay. Listen, let me get right to the first thing that's on my mind. I was praying this morning, and as I was praying, Romans 8, I believe it's 8:28, came to mind, and I understood it differently. Well, let me say it this way, actually, because actually the scripture didn't come to mind. What I was thinking was, what I was thinking about at the time reminded me of Acts 8:28. And so then I understood it better. But here's the point. I understand when the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love him, called according to his purpose, right? It's not hard to understand, right? I think it's self-explanatory. Though some people have gotten tripped up, you know, and doesn't say that all things are good. All things work together for the good. Okay. But the reason I understand it differently and better, and I understand trusting God differently, and I'm understanding God as Father more, right? I have literally, right? I literally have a major, imagine, you know, living in Texas and there's a hurricane out in the Gulf. Right. And it's coming directly towards Houston. And that's where you live. And it's a Category 5 hurricane. Imagine you've been getting these warnings. And then now imagine tomorrow is the day that the hurricane is supposed to make landfall. And when the hurricane makes landfall, there's nothing you can do to keep your house from being swept away. Right. Just imagine that. That's coming for me tomorrow, right? If God doesn't move miraculously. And I mean miraculously. But anyway, that's not the point. I'm not asking nobody for anything. And, you know, don't think this is that ain't the point. I hope I'm about to bless you with what I'm about to say. Let me slow down my thinking. So I was thinking about tomorrow and I was like, you know, Lord, it's on you. I've done all I know how to do. And then I started thinking about discipline, right? Because if tomorrow happens, it won't feel good at all. And so I had to learn that God doesn't punish us, right? Do you know God doesn't punish? Now I'm talking to believers, right? If you've put your trust in Christ as Savior, God doesn't punish you, right? And I'll come back to that. But because God doesn't punish me, when I go through bad things, then it's either my consequences. Now, God will allow us to have consequences, right? So either my consequences or he's disciplining me, right? But if he's disciplining me, the point is he knows what's best for me. So here's the question that I had in my head while I was praying. I was like, you know, Is it true that every time God disciplines, it's always for the benefit of, you know, the one he's disciplining? And I paused for a second. But you know why I paused? Because I had to think about the difference between discipline and punishment. And I had to think about myself as a parent and how when my kids were younger and I would discipline them. Now, I'm supposed to be disciplining them to help them, like for their benefit. If I'm disciplining them because I'm angry, because they didn't wash the dishes or they disobeyed, if the only reason that I'm disciplining them is because I'm angry. I'm actually punishing them, right? And they probably won't get the lesson, to be honest, because my anger is leading me, not my love. I love them, but in that moment, if I'm using anger, right? So that got me then to thinking, okay, so then that means whenever God is disciplining me, it's for my good. Because watch this. I don't believe that God randomly does things just for the sake of it. For example, this example I gave myself downstairs. So if God told me, open that refrigerator, right? He's not telling me that just to see if I would obey him because he said it. Now, he does want me to trust him like that, but that ain't why he said it. The reason he said it, this is what I believe, how God speaks about everything that he tells us to do or not do or let us go through, whatever. He told me that and wants me to do it because it's for my benefit. It's for my benefit. Somewhere, somehow, whatever God tells me to do, it's for my benefit. It's not for my pleasure. It may not feel good. It may not feel good at all. But it has to be for my benefit because he's God. If God is, if the Bible says that love never fails, and the Bible says that God is love, then while I'm going through a storm, it can't be because he's turned his back on me. He already did that to Christ. It can't be that he's angry at me. He already took his anger out on his son. So because I'm a believer, all he sees in me is his son, the beauty. So you know, you feel what I'm saying? So if I'm going through difficulty, it's either my consequences, situation I put myself in, and he's decided not to show up the way that I desire. Okay. I made the bed, right? But I do know also, because he's a father, even if he is allowing me to experience my consequences, that's not for my destruction, because he is in control of everything. And if destruction was on the agenda for me, well, ain't nothing I can do about it. Why am I worried about that for? That's, if God has destruction lined up for me, do you think I can stop that? No. So ain't no sense in worrying about it. But I don't think that's the case, right? So then, if you're about to go through a storm, or if you're in a storm, no matter how difficult it is, listen, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but even if you've lost a loved one, right? It was for your good in some kind of way. You may not be able to see it yet. You may not be able to see it yet. Most things, have you ever thought about this? Most things, most lessons, most life lessons, we learn in hindsight. You know that? So you may not can sense that, oh, God is moving right now, but he might be. So I hope that encourages somebody, because it encouraged me. Like, I'm not looking for, if tomorrow happens, trust me when I tell you, as smart as I am, I have no idea. I have no idea what to do. No clue. And it looks like destruction. Literally, it looks like destruction. But I know God and I know his word, right? And so my point is, I don't want tomorrow to happen. I hope God performs a miracle. But what I believe I've reconciled in my mind and in my spirit is that if tomorrow happens, God has deemed it for my good. Because he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. He said he wouldn't turn his back on me. So tomorrow happening is not him turning his back. I don't know how it's going to be for my good, but that's where I just have to trust and believe it's for my good. I hope that helps somebody, right? Whatever you're going through, if you've put your trust in Christ, I can guarantee you, no matter how bad it hurts, no matter what you lose, no matter how, you know what I'm saying? It's for your good. I believe that. I believe anytime God disciplines us, it's only for our benefit. Only. It's not, God does not need us to obey him. He doesn't need anything, right? And so obedience is for us. Because everything that he says do and don't do, there's a benefit to that. Like, come on. I don't have time to go down the list. But that was on my mind. That was fresh on my mind. The other things on my mind, I probably talk about them later. This may be a 2-episode day, right? So I'm going to go ahead and post this one. And then I think I'll come back with my other thoughts. That one was just fresh on my mind and heart, and I wanted to share it. I want you to be encouraged. If you're in the middle of a storm, or if you're whatever's going on in your life, trust and believe God has not forgotten you. He hasn't abandoned you. He's still all seeing, all knowing, all loving. Don't know how, don't know where, don't know when, but it is going to work out for your good. God knows what he's doing, even when it doesn't make sense. Okay, so I hope that encouraged somebody. And you guys, that's not the right outro, DJ. There we go. I think I'm gonna do another episode later on today. So you guys look out for that. All right, take care.